Blog Talk Radio.
Days where it's at, days where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold, warn ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lush, you lush the people's voice. Make sure that you logging in the rush. And you locking in with us, and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like
Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this.
I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
I'm the hottest in the hood. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live in the building. And you heard it first from your man, TDI, representing the BX. You already know what it is, man. All my Boricuas, all my cats out there, Latin America, worldwide, all my Nigerians, worldwide, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man, you know what I'm saying? We in the building. My people, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, getting in, always giving you ear crack. First and foremost, we got to thank our sponsors, www.strictlybump1.com, one of the hottest clothing lines out there doing a 1-2. They got the 21 City Tour with Swisher House, it's50.com, www.myperformancetour.com, or www.strictlybump1.com. Also, thank Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all our marketing and media needs, baby. Come on, holler at them, man. Marketing, you want promo, you want all that, $300 a month. Who's doing that? They're killing it. Holla at them. www.diversemediagroupllc.com. We live in the building. Today, I'm so amped up because you know who we're going to have in the building. We're going to have Big Brother Beast in the building, live in the building, shutting it down, talking about that microphone bully. I'm talking about their movement, the Strong Hard Body, NYC Worldwide International. They got one of the hottest internet shows doing their thing. They done interviewed mad cats. It's crazy right now. Independent artists, major artists, y'all need to stay tuned. Y'all need to come through. Microphone Bully is going to be live in the building. You already know what it is. Also, check for it. We got some other things going down. Your man, True Son Ali, I'm talking about the 30th pre-release. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Listening party jump off going down on the 30th, man. Watch for it. You know what I'm saying? And check for it. It's going down. Holla at your girl for more information about that situation. It's going down. Like I said, man, Microphone Bully live in the building on the show. It ain't no game. Big Brother Biz will be live in the building all day, every day. But right now, you already know what it is, man. If you don't know about the performance tour, then I'm going to let my man tell you about it. You already know what it is, man. Get on it.
www.myperformancetour.com.
Artists, DJs, producers, and models, are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at MyPerformanceTour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills on a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway, showing out the hottest moving signs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
If you don't know, you better ask somebody. If you don't know, then you better ask somebody. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And I'm feeling crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, until they come through, you know I got to give you some music, you know what I'm saying? All day, every day, your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Where the music at?
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
With
oh,
sound
oh,
every track is a whoop. Every bar's like a gram, and my hook is the flip. Rap fiends wanna hit so they can bump in their whip. Getting high, blowing tickets, sniffing coke zitters. You can call me heroin, yes, I'm that dope. Got your head nodding hard and prostitutes giving throat. I don't care if you blood, crip, Latin, or folk. Go ahead and tie your armor with this lyrical rope. Find a vein, shoot a verse, so deep and come back. The studio's a crack house, so we do is trap. I got that ready rock, a sheet rock, what CD you want? Make it quick, the fans listen, so get straight to the point. They're like, who gun is that your video and touch my cheddar? And is that big and light projects? Come on, Jim,
stop it.
Everything is a profit, you know my struggle. Feel my hustle and don't knock it.
The don't knock
I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it nasty, despicable, sick with it. You can get it, any form of fashion. You babbling, rapping, bad. I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it nasty, despicable, sick with it. You can get it, any form of fashion. You babbling, rapping, bad.
The city is mine, so watch how I run it. With bite-sized bullets, you never can stomach. Pay homage to suckers, you see how I'm coming. The messiah of the rap game, the second coming. I done paid my dues, but y'all sleep on snooze. All you junkie high rappers better detox soon. They recycling bars, man, I'm over than Mars. See why Kim said it's biting, no matter how you recite it. A bunch of great imitators who steal others' identity. What happened to an industry where everyone's mimicking? Simulators are real, perpetrators are still. Characters in the script banging blood like bus lips. They nervous like coke trips. My pirates are junk ship and snatch up your coke flip. Return to the brick snatchers, pimps and chip stackers. Six dope pussy adders, we ballin' like movie actors. But this real life.
I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it ass. Despicable, sick with it, you can get it. Any form of fashion, you babbling, rapping, bad. I've been in the lab, working on my pens and pads. Like bodybuilders work on it, shoulders and ass. Get it nasty, despicable, sick with it, you can get it. Any form of fashion, you babbling, rapping, bad.
Ow, 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 okay. Ow, 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 okay. Oh, 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 okay.
Space.
later, later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop blows the weasel and the earth the inflator. So yo, the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Fuck, flip, slap, back, first, flip, foul, fight, 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 laugh, yo, how'd that sound?
Mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left, cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crime, so I ain't no criminal. I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test. But what a little kid, yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes. Tell them what I
heard you rush and rush and attack. Then they rebuked and you had a smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom,
from the cannon. Now bragging, try to read my mind, just imagine. Both can't do, there is necessary. When digging into my library, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do like the one pizza tosser. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back. As I did the girl, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Rawr, rawr, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with your pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban. And have it smell it right like the most daily urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken. The rear got diesel, but cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the bust, around the rhythm is instinct. Around the old town, ripping up the sound just like a radio. I'm served in high, but check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my man, motherfucker.
Yo, this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
I'm from the home of the bang outs, the lames don't hang out, them hammers don't flash out here, we let it ring out. Running on my space to get you a layout, it ain't no welcome mess, they say stay out. BK got Big, got Jay, and I will tell you who next, but that's cliche. Too fly, never land is the motto. Way time, me and O-Link up, we get a bottle. ACG boots, Yiddy ain't from uptown.
Nah.
Air Force Ones, Yiddy calling Bucktowns.
Bucktown.
I'm Brooklyn like Fulton, like Sutter. Two straps, two words, two gutter, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. Uh-huh, you know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Uh-huh, getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. Uh-huh, you know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Uh-huh, getting the wild up in this motherfucker.
Mike, Brooklyn in the building. Brooklyn, we the building. Getting money, let it pallet to the ceiling. If you're squealing, we let them hammers bang. We make movies without a cameraman. Damn it, man, E&Y, keep them heaters sparking. In your whip, you'll get hit before you finish parking. Flossing, only permitted for real gangsters. If you ain't tuck your chain, cause they will chase you. Leave you naked in the hood and say the hood raped you. Lace you, razor blade scrape you. Leave a rip on your face, make your mama hate us. Hate us, can't fade us. We are major.
Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. Uh-huh, you know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Uh-huh, getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. Uh-huh, you know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Uh-huh, getting the wild up in this motherfucker,
right?
Okay.
Don't come around if you can't fight.
Sure.
Never bust a gun or carry the hand knife. A block of war zone, surf the Van Dyke. One rule of either you or your man like
Pussy,
and this ain't the place you wanna be.
Nope.
Gangsters don't die here, only the wannabes. I walk around gripped up,
wow,
cause I wanna be. Chasing cakes of fraud, get hard and wanna leak. Who it may concern, I'm involved in all beats. Chocolates that'll chew through a nigga like strong teeth. On his block, full of paramedics and long sheets. Make it look like he made a turn on the wrong street.
Don't
Brooklyn,
yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. Uh-huh, you know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Uh-huh, getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. Uh-huh, you know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker.
recognize the voice of Brooklyn and the damn thing changed. This is so exclusive, 4.6 range, talking at your brain if you don't stay in your lane. Got my boys in the hood, you already know the burrow. Menaces to society, weapons of a variety. I'm a boss, so this boss gon' do boss shit. In the game, nigga, you lost, get knocked off quick. Inspiration, damn big, know I'm destined to win. In the building, getting wild from beginning to end. Fabulous, what's my name? True Son Ali. Bum rush the door in the club, no ID.
Yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up in this motherfucker. Yeah, you know Brooklyn in the building. You know Brooklyn in the building, right? Yeah, we getting wild in this motherfucker. Getting the wild up.
Peace, this is Emma E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You are now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, you heard it, you heard it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out E2K Magazine, Emma. You already know what it is, man. We in the building, worldwide, international, yo. We hitting you right in your face on the internet, baby. It's crazy right now. I told y'all I was going to give you nothing but crazy ear crack. That right there with Chusun Ali, Brooklyn in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mike Beck, you already know what's cracking. But you know what I'm saying? Check out that performance tour, www.myperformancetour.com. Check it out. Yo, we're going to have Microphone Bully TV, Microphone Bully TV live in the freaking building right now. Like Ed Lover said, come on, son. They're going to be live in the building right now doing they want to, dropping jewels. I'm talking about this one of the hottest internet TV shows worldwide, hands down. I'm telling that. I put a stamp on it. I put my foot in it. It's crazy right now. New York in the building, man, calling. You already know what it is, man. We about to go to the phone lines and see what's cracking, man. My man Big Brother Biz was going to give us the business and let us know what's going down. They got some hot events going down. So holla. You already know what it is. 347-826-7722. We going to the phone lines. What up, Big Brother B?
Lush was good, man. What's going on your side? I'm hearing it. It sounded live. I just heard my man True Son, my brother from another mother, DK Hustar, is the voice of Brooklyn, man. It's the bully on the phone. What's poppin'?
What up with you, man? You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I got to give you a Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying? Welcome real quick, you know what I'm saying? Because you're doing it real big right now, you know what I'm saying? When I grow up, I'm trying to be like you, you know what I mean?
Lush is crazy. Yeah, that was so gangster. That was so G'd up right there. The sound effects. Let's get it. Come on, man. What's good, world? What's going on?
What up, man? Before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, I want you to know what I'm saying. Go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give your shout-outs and all that jazz, my dude.
All right, yo, first off, I got to give a big, big shout-out to Lush Radio Online. For y'all don't know what's going on with this. Y'all need to be in tune. All the listeners on the line right now, call up. Make sure y'all hold my girl down. She holding New York City down heavy right now, showing love to them NY artists. You got my dude, True Son, like I said, on deck. I'm going to go in for True Son. He's on later on tonight on ESP51.com. You got the radio show on there, too. Y'all know what it is. It's Big Brother Biz. It's Microphone Bully, Mr. 13 Hatchy. I know my surname is no cosign necessary, but I love to hear when the real people are showing support. Right now, I'm driving around in the truck with my partner, Sky High. I ain't going to lie, we breaking laws. We got the cuss lit in the car. I got the text from Lush. I didn't even realize it was 6:15. My bad for being 15 minutes late. I'm usually 15 early on the hour. You know what I mean? But shout out to Party, man. I got a big event going down in the gallery in the Bronx, November 5th. Shout out to Gino Green Global. We sponsoring the event. It's 26 Bruckner Boulevard. Man, listen, November 5th, if anybody need any information on that, it's microphonebully.com. That's not this Thursday, that's next Thursday. But, you know, we follow me on Twitter, too, @microphonebully. I got to give all my shout-outs before we jump into this interview. Shout-out to the whole Black Eye movement, the whole NAN movement, everybody that shows support for the team. And just, man, shout-out to hip-hop in general, man, because right now hip-hop is winning.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We got a caller on the line representing the NYC. I don't know if this is if this Cuzzo. What up, 347? What up, though?
Yeah, I'm here.
What up? What up? Brooklyn in the building.
Yo, I'm right here stuck in traffic on the GWB, trying to exit that state of Jersey, come back into New York. Just calling to show you some love. And all that. Yo, what's good, son? What's good with the Halloween party? Yo, what's good? You coming to New York this weekend? What up?
Yo, I don't know, but we'll come up there, man. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? You gonna come through on the event they got going on right there at the gallery right there that he just talked about? That joint crazy right now.
I'm trying to see what's going on. Like, you know I'm in for any kind of party. I'm always on the street.
Well, you know you got that Microphone Bully invite, girl, at Microphone Bully on the Twitter. That sound good. You already know how these hip-hop scenes in New York is with the female-to-male ratio. So we making sure over at Microphone Bully that the female-to-male ratio in the club is on point. So we need all the females up in there showing support. And you're going to get to see a good show, get to see the new world premiere, Geno Green Global's line, man. We just out here going hard, man. I'm sure Lush will get all that information over to you.
Definitely, real talk.
All right. That sounds like a plan.
That's what's up. Cause you want to ask Big Brother Biz a quick question. He has one of the hottest online TV shows, you know, all over the crazy right now, doing the real big Willie style, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, snap! I just missed my exit. My bad, y'all. Oh, shit. I was about to get on the Harlem River Drop. All right. I want to know, what TV, you said you shouted out some TV, what, EST, something like that? What was that going on up here in New York?
All right. Now, I gave a shout out to the whole NAN movement. Basically, my movement on the TV situation is MBTV. If you're on the Twitter, we be going nuts. We got a show live every Sunday, 6 to 9. We'll be playing industry videos and underground videos, different interviews we do on microphonebully.com. Just Google that, Microphone Bully. It's microphonebully.com, but you take the check in the background on it and ask around, 100 people going to tell you easily. They know what's good with it. But, you know, girl, like, that's basically what's going on that side of MBTV. It's just straight exclusive interviews with underground artists and a whole mess of hip-hop.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy,
though.
How do you get the artists? Like, do you have, like, shows and stuff? Like, do people just come out? Or, like, definitely.
We definitely doing the shows. Like I said, we promote some right now, November 5th in the gallery in the BX. That's the next joint I'm doing. I rock with a bunch of promoters on the scene. You know, shout out to my girl, AD the General. Shout out to Cutie Pie Entertainment that throw mad different showcases, you know, talent shows, straight up artist parties. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? But I go out there, and I'm one of them dudes that's, like, quiet in the crowd. And it's just watching, and you don't even know. And then you get off the stage after you do your thing, and if I really believe that you did your thing, I'll run up on you and straight up give you my math. Like, yo, if you're trying to get into some real shit and you're trying to, you know what I mean, not miss none of them opportunities, come and call us number. And them artists that's smart enough to call us number, they end up on MBTV, you know what I mean, whether they got footage or whether I do an interview with them or however it goes. It's past just a TV show. We do mixtapes. We run a full hip-hop website. We do graphic design. We in-house. We built the website ourselves. We got models. I ain't pay nobody to go create this image for me. We created it ourselves. We've been grinding from the ground up. So, man, Lush already know my contacts is good money for the world. There's no Hollywood activities going on over here.
Oh, wow.
That's right there. So, Cuzzo, I'm going to definitely relate all that situation to you, man, ASAP. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? We get that in the building, man. But I got much love for you, Cuzzo. That's my Cuzzo Fatima right there doing a thing, you know what I'm saying, real big light. And I love you, man.
All right.
Good luck. I want to be at that party, though, on November 5th, though. So I'm going to deal with all the logistics and all that. You know how I do. And good luck, man.
All right. That's what it is, girl.
All right.
That's what it is. That's Cuzzo right there in the building. But, man, you know what I'm saying? You're doing a real big Willie style, man. You know, first and foremost, man, how did you get into this game? You know, you said, yo, I want to decide to do this thing, you know what I'm saying, do this TV show and all this jazz, you know, the graphics. How did you, what inspired you to just jump in it full speed and say, yo, I'm going to do this thing right here and I'm about to kill it?
All right. Well, first of all, man, before I even give it up to myself, I got to give it up to the, you know, I mean, the dudes that came before me. I'm from a block named Andrews Ave, 183rd in the Bronx, you know, the hood. If you from New York, you know the hood I just called out. I grew up with a dude from my block that was part of a group named Group Home, which first album, you know what I mean, was produced fully by DJ Premier, probably the best beat maker ever, the best DJ ever. I'm putting my mark on that right now. He the reason why I wanted to, you know what I mean? Those were the reasons why I wanted to rap. And I'm talking, this is 91 now. You know what I mean? This is 91, 92 right now. I started rapping then. I was inspired by dudes that was on. You know, there was a couple people from my dude that was on. This is when Health the Skelter was hot. This is when J. Rue the Damager was hot. This is when Showbiz and AG was it. This is like almost, this is even before Nas, really, man. You know what I mean? And my dudes was really grinding. Like, Nas was just really out at this time, just on that Illmatic tip. And I started rapping then. I probably was 12 years old or some shit like that. You know what I mean? Somewhere around that age. That led into, you know, the streets. The streets led into bullshitting with the rap. And then finally I got focused on this rap music, I'm going to say 2001. I got focused on this rap music by 2004. I had a full project ready, but it wasn't produced by no known producers. It wasn't supported by no known industry people. So I was trying to holler at some websites. I ain't going to say no names. They wasn't trying to get me on the site. Instead of giving up right there, I said, fuck it, man. I'm trying to get on the website, and nobody want to put me there. I'm going to go learn how to build websites. I needed a good CD cover. Nobody wanted to do it. I went and learned how to do graphic design myself. You know what I mean? Right now, we 5 years later, and the plan is finally starting to work. So I ain't going to act for a second like this happened overnight. You know what I mean? I'm going to say from since 2000, we've been grinding hard, and it's just been one of those where we're trying to come up, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. I'm definitely proud of you, man, the move, you know what I'm saying? Everything you're doing with the hot-popping graphics and all that jazz, with the models, with everything, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, being in this game, you know what I'm saying, coming in, you know what I'm saying, as first coming in as an artist and seeing the ups and downs and all the craziness, you know what I'm saying, and creating in your own lane, what do you feel is the hardest adversity that you had to deal with, you know, just dealing with this whole industry itself?
You know what, man? I'm going to say with me, I'm a little bit more what you might call emotional, because I feel that, you know, this rap situation and this scene right here, I dedicated so much time of my life to it that if it doesn't work for me, I might go down in the books as a waste of a soul. You know, so coming from me, my greatest situation to overcome was kind of just keeping my mouth shut sometimes, and it ain't even have nothing to do with the industry. It really was more on me just keeping my mouth shut and, you know, maybe not calling out a name, you know what I mean? That I, instead of saying, you know, you might catch an artist like Fuck Jay-Z, you know what I mean? Instead of doing a Fuck Jay-Z, I did a, you know what I mean, I'm going to do a Biz. You know what I mean? I'm not going to worry about Jay-Z, and I ain't going to hate on nobody. And I feel like at first, you know, it's been times my ups and downs really has been because of me, you know, putting my own foot in my mouth. Maybe, like, shout out right now to World Star Hip Hop. I was one of them dudes that was like, fuck World Star, because my video wasn't on there. But then when I met them people in real life, they showed support. So shout out to Will C and Street Heat over there and the whole Papoose camp, you know what I mean? Like, it's sometimes you just, I feel that's on me. Now, as far as the common artist, I feel a big test in this game is just how dedicated you're going to be. You know what I mean? The dedication you're going to have to put into yourself and timing, and how long you're willing to grind for free until you really get out there. You know, that's going to be the big challenge, man. It's not no piece of cake. I'm not one of them dudes that say everybody can make it. Everybody ain't destined to make it, and practice don't make perfect. Grind makes you win. You got to grind out here.
The other question is, you know what I'm saying, in dealing with, you know, with Microphone Bully, who are some of the, you know, I know you're hosting also, and tell us about, you know what I'm saying, the beautiful and wonderful Sky High.
Oh, well, you know, first of all, I want to let it be known, Sky High is everything to me. You know what I mean? That's the backbone. They say behind every good man is a good woman. You know what I mean? Sky's that good woman. She's my partner. everybody already know it's out there. You know what I mean? She's my wife. You know what I mean? We day one. It's no fuckery involved. I'm going to keep use the word straight up like that. Part of my mouth to all the listeners, if there's any young viewers. You know what I mean? But that's my wife. She the backbone. Everything I do, she do. Everything. She rap on the humbug, but she's more focused on other things. You know, she sings. She do graphic design. She do web design. Everything I learned in the time me and her learned that together. We never went to school for graphic design or any of that. We took the time to teach ourselves through video and DVD tutorials, trial and error, and straight up ass hours. You know what I mean? And that's what Sky is. She everything. She my partner. She a beautiful woman, physically, mentally, spiritually, all that. She everything the microphone book.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. And that's a good thing right there to acknowledge. It's like they say, people, man, behind every strong man is a strong woman. You know what I'm saying? Always keeping that motivation, man. You know what I'm saying? So how did you guys connect and say, you know what I'm saying, we're going to do this together?
Well, I mean, before, like I said, man, before I even met Scott, on it, it's been since 91, basically, since Group Home. Whenever Group Home dropped, for real, and even before that, when they was planning it, man, I've been rapping since then. Shout out to Andrews, all my A-Mob dudes, Smiley the Girl Child and all them. Those my brothers, Squalor, Orphan. You know, they all got projects out right now that's in the street independently. They taught me independence, you know what I mean? My block taught me it. And basically, in, like, 2002, it was just, man, go hard, and once we really finally founded Microphone Bully in 06 and dropped it out there, you know what I mean, ever since then, it's just been the grind. So since then, me and her, we connected because we was in a relationship, and we just already knew our hunger, you know what I mean, our hunger bring us together. Half the people I know in my life is through music, you know what I mean. I probably have more friends that I've met through music than I've met through just straight-up life. So I'm going to say music, that just that common goal in life bring us together.
That's real talk. And since, you know what I'm saying, you know, I met this cat, you know, this is how great the social networking market is right now, that you can reach people from all different types of states, over those seas and everything. And I met this cat through Twitter, right? But, you know, shout out to True Son Ali, you know what I'm saying, definitely doing some hot stuff with them, you know, doing this thing. And, you know, definitely, you know what I'm saying, okay, but I was, you know, checking out, you know, he mentioned it, and I said, let me check these cats out. But, you know, from watching the grind and everything, I definitely respect the grind, man. Since we're talking about Twitter, tell everybody, you know, that Microphone Bully Twitter and all that jazz, you know what I mean?
All right, so that's on www.twitter.com/microphonebully, or that's for my the people that really don't know too much, but for my Twitter people that's on there every day, that's at Microphone Bully and at Sky underscore High. That's SKY_HI, the two Twitters, you know what I mean, that we regularly on. And, you know, just shout out to everybody, man. It's so much more, man. It's I can't leave people out. It's a shout out to at Young Marvin Gaye, you know what I mean, at Hop the Great, at Mike Bully GM Sheen, you know what I mean, a bunch of dudes at Protege One, just the whole support system we got in New York, man. Just, you might have heard of me, but it's because of all of loyal people that just ride with us, you know, from day one. So I got to make sure I shout the names out. If I left any names out, man, I just want to say, y'all know I'm thinking about y'all too.
What do you think is your biggest highlight, you know what I'm saying, with this whole, you know what I'm saying, this whole, just, you know, dipping into this game, you know, with the graphics and everything? Like, what is the biggest highlight for you?
I mean, I say my biggest highlight to me, it wasn't kind of no situation, because every place, every artist I met that was a big person, you know what I mean? And I've met countless. I don't even want to start running down the names. But I would say just having taken the time to learn what I've learned. You know, because now, you know, life is a chess game, man. This hip-hop thing is a big chess game. And now it's kind of, I've took the time to learn a little engineering, to learn a little production, to learn a little graphic design. Not saying that I'm the best at any of that, but I can hold my weight and have a conversation with anybody who's in any of the above fields. And just having taken the time to learn that stuff, I feel, is really, you know, the biggest situation I ever had, you know, just that work that I put in, and now being able to, you know, be on radio stations like Lush Radio, you know what I mean, and be interviewed and have people want to ask me questions and have people, every time somebody really asks me a question and I know other people could be listening, and not just other people could be listening, but you never know who could be listening. Puff right now could be hating on us and listening to this, Lush, you understand? Anybody could be listening right now. You feel me? And that's just honesty. You never will believe it, but I ran into Rick Ross, and I set my website, and the nigga said he been on it. You know what I mean? So, like, I laughed at myself. All these artists out there Googling their name. They Google their name just like we do. They humans just like us. They want to know who cares and who's talking mouth and who's not. They interested in what's going on. So I feel like that's really what it is. Just that work that I put in and being able to reap the benefit from it. That every time, nothing is too little, nothing is too big. It's all the same to me. It's love.
That's real talk right there, man. So I heard from the grapevine that, you know what I'm saying, you got a little Latino up in you, dog. Is that true or false?
I'm 100% Puerto Rican. I'm what you call like a New Eurekan. Like, I don't even speak Spanish. So, yo, I rep the Spanish culture, though. It's real. Like, shout out to all my Spanish people. I'm 100% Puerto Rican. Yes, there's Puerto Ricans that don't rap like pun rap, but it's still hot. You understand what I mean? Like, let's get it. Shout out to Big Pun, the first Spanish platinum dude. Straight like that. Do your research. Hip-hop is real. There's Spanish artists that's nice. Shout out to all my Spanish people. Shout out to the whole reggaeton movement. All of that. And not even just reggaeton. Shout out to them dudes that do that official Spanish hip-hop. Now, I don't even know what they're saying, but I can still listen to it because I hear the flow. You know what I mean? Straight like that, man. I'm 100% Puerto Rican, though, man, for all the people that don't know. I guess, you know, I grew up around, I'm from the hood. You know what I mean? My hood was Puerto Rican, black, Asian. You know what I mean? We just street. You come in my hood, and if you on the phone with a couple of my dudes that's Asian, you wouldn't even know. You know what I mean? So just, it's real like that. I'm definitely 100% Puerto Rican, though, man. Shout out to all the Latinos out there. Shout out to all the black men. Shout out to everybody that loves hip-hop and support hip-hop, man. We got to eat.
Real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the basis, give us a, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, the rough, you know, summary in regards to, for those who just stepping in, the rough summary of, you know, MBTV, you know what I'm saying, Microphone Bully, like, how can people get access to it, you know, you know everything, you know, the details about it, you know what I'm saying, what do we expect when we go on the site, let us know, give us the quick rundown, you know what I mean?
Alright, quick rundown. First of all, on the contact information, like I said, it's no Hollywood. So I'm going to give y'all a second, get y'all pen or get y'all cell phone ready. I'm going to throw my number out there. Y'all can call me direct. So before I do that, get y'all cells and get y'all pens ready. I'm just going to say, on Microphone Bully, you can expect anything from a mixtape to a video to an interview with an industry artist, as big as any of them are, to as low as an up-and-coming dude that's on the come-up. You can expect people to be truthful to you. You can expect, if your rap flow is not hot and you ask me what you thought of your song, you can expect me to say, yo, I think you need to work on that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to break your heart and tell you don't do this, but I'm going to be honest with you. That's something you can expect from Microphone Bully, honesty. Besides that, I mean, look, man, microphonebully.com, take the time to explore, you know what I mean, and make yourself known and speak out. As far as the contact number, if y'all ready for it and y'all did heed what I just said, 1-646-996-7098, again, 646-996-7098, you can email us at microphonebully@gmail.com. info@microphonebully.com, any of that, microphonebully.com. That's what, no Hollywood shit over here, man. Y'all can get at us, man. All artists involved, people that stands, get at me. I'll tell you how to buy my CD. I need all the love we can.
We're going to go to a quick commercial, my dude, and we're going to come back. I want you to talk to us about the whole music, the mixtapes and all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? When we come back from commercial, my dude.
No doubt, no doubt.
Okay, that's what it is. You want to go to a quick commercial, fam? You know what I'm saying? Let's Radio Online. Microphone, Bully, Big Brother, Biz. It's crazy right now. Yeah.
www.myperformancetour.com.
Artists, DJs, producers, and models. Are you tired of searching for the spotlight? And if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at MyPerformanceTour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills on a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway, showing out the hottest new designs for the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump One. That's right, Strictly Bump One. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's YesItIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
Yeah, MyPerformanceTour.com, Strictly 1-1, one of the hottest sponsors out there doing their thing. They sponsor Lush Radio all day, every day, man. Support them in their movement, man, for them independent artists and the models out there that want to really get seen, man. I'll add them. Register today. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building with Microphone Bully. I'm talking about the bullies in the building. Man, you better get your guns up, get your gloves up, get ready, man, turn the microphone up. We in the building.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is, man. The Bully in here. It's Big Brother Biz. We on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to the sponsors. You already know. Register. Take the time to do those things, man. We focus. We got to keep the lights on. You know what I mean? Like, it's real like that. And everybody, man, all my regular common folk, just know we all regular common folk. All these rappers, man, that be fronting and acting like they shining. It's crazy. I want to say... Shout out to Gucci, man. He went in yesterday at the BET Awards. Everybody's talking mad mouth that the BET Awards is trash, but in reality, every person that was talking of his trash would have loved to hit that stage and perform. You know what I mean? So shout out to BET because I'm sure I'll be on there soon.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I plead the fifth on that situation, but since you're talking about BET Awards, though, you know what I'm saying? And since you talk about VET Awards, you know what I'm saying? All y'all cats that was Twittering me and talking about that I was on that I was on the VET. I am not Missy Elliott. I might slightly look like her a little bit. I'm a sexier person, dog. All right, so y'all be easy, man. I'm tired of that.
Lush is the sexier version of Missy Elliott. Yo, Twitter, y'all better behave with my girl, man. She holding us down, man. She's sick of bullying y'all. We let the dogs out.
Yo, but I love Missy, though. Missy, you know I love you, man. You know you're shorter than me, but you know you my sister, man. I love you, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get Big Brother Biz to do a picture of you and a picture of me with the same hairstyle, and y'all decide.
Oh, I got that. They gonna say that's your twin. They gonna be like Missy. You gonna be Missy new stunt devil. They gonna call you for our videos when they wanna throw her. When they not doing green screen. You know Missy got them long green screen budgets. She come back, she might drop. You know that's a check though, Lush. You know you gotta jump in them shoes sometimes for the check. You know what it is, man.
That's real. Hey, dog, I swear to God, son, I went on a train going down to Baltimore. Everywhere I go, son, even the kids I teach, they like Miss Missy. They don't even call me by my name, son. A student's parents stopped me. Yo, that's my word, son. I ain't even going, no disrespect. Son. I said, what you going to say? I look like Missy. Yeah, son.
I get it all the time. Yo, they be like, I look like Aguilar the Don Bishop. And I did a show with him. I bring him out to my show. They be calling him. He even told me. I talked to Aguilar himself. Aguilar, yeah, like Aguilar be like, yo, you know we distant cousins or something, man. He said, shout out to my dude Aguilar, man. He got that damn. I got to get the name of the project. That cake mix out right now. He got that cake mix out. Yo, shout out to Aguilar. He got some big moves coming, man. That's my brother from another mother. Shout out to Ali Vegas, too. Shout out to Murder Mook. That's some dudes, you know what I mean? They be showing us love, man. And
yo,
shout out to Cortez, too. Say that again.
Shout out to you. Hey, Ali, man, you need to come through on the show. Stop faking, son. I see you out there.
No, that's fine. I got Ali. You're lush, man. I'm going to plug that over. My man Ali is like the humblest dude I ever met in my life. He wild talented. He be rapping since he was like 12. Dude got bars, man. And he wild humble. And he get them Africa checks, Lush. Them Africa checks. Real talk. He be on them flights. He be on the fly. I ain't going to blow my man up. Yo, Vegas, you already know. Biz, love you by that. You know what it is, man. Yo, it's real. That's why I said, man, microphonebully.com, we real people. A lot of people get the misconstrued misconstrued because sometimes I spaz out on Twitter, and that's like I said, it's just because I'm emotional, and I love this, man. Like, rap is everything to me. I wake up, and I go to sleep to it. So when I see people disrespecting, it's like if you bring your friend to your job and you tell him, yo, just sit right here for 1 second, and he starts slapping papers off the table and stuff. It's like, yo, come on, you old Dan on hip-hop itself right now. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, who else talk right there? And since we talked about Africa, man, shout out to all my Nigerians. Y'all know I'm 100% Nigerian. All my Niger, you know we be building now.
Let's get it, man. These people need to get it correct. This hip hop is big, man. It's all over.
It's all over. It's crazy. And yo, I got to tell you one hot cipher that was on BET that I thought that threw me back real quick. Y'all had M. You had Black Thought. You had Mos Def. Crazy,
Black
son.
Thought.
It's on my site right now, son. It's
crazy. Yeah. Y'all need to go to the site right there and get that, keep that footage, man. Hit that Lush Radio online. Y'all know what it is, man. And go check that out because Black Thought is probably, like, literally the dopest dude on the scene right now. Like, he's hot. He's been hot for mad long, and He get them checks now, though. Don't get it twisted. He's respected by how we need to respect it. But he's supposed to be on that, it's rapping exactly how he rap right now. But he need to, BET need to get on them videos, the MTV need to get on them videos more and show us more of that because, you know what I mean, that's a whole market right there, that real, real official lyrical market. And shout out to Buttons, too. Buttons be getting, they be dissing him because, and he's emotional too. Joe Buttons, I'm saying emotional too. He speak how he feel, you know what I mean? And he let it be known. I'm emotional. I speak how I feel and I let it be known. But shout out to Joe Buttons because the cipher that he was in, he massacred them. Put it down like that. He massacred them. To other rappers that rapped in his cipher, I'm sorry. And yo, man, tell Nicki Minaj to stop making them faces, man. I like her raps. She needs to stop making them faces. She be extra animated, like she's a whack version of Busta Rhymes animation. You know what I mean? And tell everybody in Young Money to stop sounding alike. You know what I mean? I listen to all their music and I be bumping it. Don't get it twisted. I like all of them, but my opinion is real. They need to stop sounding alike. If I put somebody down with Microphone Bully and they try to sound like me, they out of here. They out of here, man. I'm from New York, man. Everybody needs to sound like themselves, man. Stop trying to hear a song and go recreate it. We don't want recreations. We want creations, not recreations.
So like when an artist, right, what's the top number one thing that you would say, yo, Microphone Bully TV is going to put their video on or they going to show support? Like, what is the number one thing that you guys look for when it comes to, well, number two things that you look for an artist if they trying to submit some stuff to you?
This is the thing, man. When an artist submits his music to me, and I'm going to say life is like this. If timing is big. You know what I mean? Like, as bad as it sounds, timing is big. It's because so much music gets sent through that during times when you're really working on a big project to get by and to survive, you know what I mean? It's harder to get at something. But when we are listening to the music, I'm just listening for originality, you know? And I'm not listening for, you say, 1,000 words in every bar, you know what I mean? I like simplistic music. I like music that you could tell homie might have pulled a dictionary out and pulled 30 words out the dictionary and said, no matter what, in my 16, I'm going to use these 30 words. You know what I mean? Like, and it took some time with it. I'm just looking for originality. You know what I mean? That's it. Be original. And I don't mean you got to try to change your flow and not rap. I mean, just be original, you know what I mean? And speak from the heart. Make your music about speaking from the heart and about speaking from your soul.
And let's talk about your music. You got crazy, like, mixtapes that you be dropping crazy, like, you know what I'm saying? Tell us, you know what I'm saying, who are some of the cats that you had on the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? What kind of, you know, what's your rap style? Tell us what's good with the music.
As far as the music, myself, I'm going to say that, I'm kind of, I do my own beats a lot of the times. I rap, I just speak from the heart. It's my venting. In my music, I vent in my music. As far as all the mixtapes, we drop countless. I'm not even sure on how many. My battery dies, so if I go out on y'all, just know it's cause I ain't charged up enough. My bad. But, yo, as far as the mixtapes, we had, you know, Crooked Eye host before, we had Maserati Fox host before, we had, of course, Ollie Vegas, like I was talking host before, you know, we've got drops from, you know, mad people, Rick Ross, Voice 5'9", basically the whole Slaughterhouse, so many people to name that, like I said, I'll start forgetting names, so many different hosts. As far as my underground movement that I rock with, right now I rock heavy and I'm pushing an artist named Hop the Great, and I'm rocking with another artist named T. Paris that represents a whole nother movement called Blackout, which is Bricks, Two Tons, Marac, my dude, Trife, that Bronx G, basically, Zeno, and then, you know, I'm also what they call a new New York representative and one of the real new New York representatives, and that's basically 100 dudes. Shout out to Young Bugs, Dark, Eloose, shout out to Quali. It's not even just rappers. The new New York movement is bigger than just rappers. Singers, it's rappers, it's videographers, it's bloggers, it's everybody hip-hop, you know what I mean? So y'all know who y'all are, man. Shout out to AD, the General, the whole NAMM movement, because it's so many people. But as far as Microphone Bully, like, Microphone Bully consists of me and Sky High doing all the work. I got a partner named Cheen that I bring out to do some camera work with me. We control all our own movements. There's no management. It's no PR company. It's down-to-earth, you know what I mean, mom-and-pop style business until we pop it off and get them big checks. Right now, we getting a little... We ain't bubbling yet right now, man. The pot's just getting hot. In a second, y'all going to see some real, real moves come from the camp. And, you know what I mean, November 5th is going down. Y'all, if y'all in New York and y'all listening, the Gallery BX, just go to microphonebully.com for all information. I threw my number out. I'm telling y'all, I'm going to let it be known in real life how we putting it up. November 5th. We going to shut it down. Y'all going to see us perform. Y'all going to see a fashion show. And y'all going to get to have a straight-up good party. And I'm going home wrecked. That's how we do it.
That's real talk. Log on to www.microphonebully.com. I know when your phone going dead, last thing to ask you, man, if you could give these young cats any kind of advice getting into the game, what would it be?
Stay strong, stay positive, and no matter what anybody tells you, you can do whatever you want. As long as you don't want to rob a bank. You hear me? Don't rob a bank. Don't kill nobody. Don't go sell no drugs. You can make it. You can teach yourself. Anybody who can go to school and be taught can teach themselves if they really want to. Be hungry, be dedicated, and everybody that helps you, remember them. Do not burn bridges. I repeat, rappers, do not burn bridges. Put that work in. Eat, sleep, eat, sleep, eat, sleep, work hard. That's it. Just keep working hard. That's it. You know what I mean? Straight up, but don't give up and grind hard. That's my advice for all the up-and-coming people, man. Everybody is a big-ass grind out there. Eat, work, 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 then sleep, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, don't sleep at all. Just work.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to Sky High. All y'all should follow Sky High and Microphone Bully on Twitter.com. It's Sky_High, Microphone Bully, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter. Follow them. You already know what up. And I know you listening on the phone, boo. I hear you, girl. You so beautiful. You already know what it is. Mwah, smooches. You know what I'm saying? Sky High and your boy Big Brother Biz right there make a beautiful, wonderful team. They look so cute together. And they that's what I'm talking about.
Let's get it. Yeah, shout out to Lush Radio Online, man. I love y'all for holding this down, and I will be in touch, and y'all will see the love come back from our side, man. Shout out to the whole New York. Shout out to everywhere, the South. Shout out to the West. And, man, we out of here. It's Microphone Bully, Big Brother Biz, Lush Radio Online. Man, hold the sponsors down. Go register.
That's what it is, man. Go check it out, man. Go register, man. Microphone Bully was live in the building, man. Check out True Son Ali. He's doing this thing the 30th of the pre-release, you know what I'm saying? And they going up there doing a 1-2, so y'all need to check that out, man. I have more information for y'all, you know what I'm saying, tomorrow. So check for that situation. It's going down. Y'all need a view, you know what I'm saying? And he got a hot joint he going to be doing with Big Brother Biz, you know what I'm saying, a song that's going to be coming out. Brooklyn the Building, Mike Beck, you know what I'm saying? He got a lot of hot stuff coming out. Check out True Son Ali at www.truesonali.com. We live in the building. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, man, always giving you nothing but the hottest interviews all day, every day, man. I love y'all, man. Make sure you check out strictlybump1.com. I'm talking about strictlybump1.com. If you ain't check out my Twitter, you know what I'm saying, pick page, y'all need to check out Lush Radio Online on TwitPix and check out my gallery, me rocking Strictly Bump One, you know what I'm saying? Also, check out Funky Flashback, you know what I'm saying? They definitely doing their thing out there all day, every day. Like I said, man, this show was sponsored by Strictly Bump One, you know what I'm saying? You already
this
know what it is.
This whole entire show has been sponsored by StrictlyBump1.com. Log on to www.StrictlyBump1.com and call them at 1-888-286-7158. Call them at 1-888-286-7158. Strictly Bump One, where fashion is appreciated.
You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, man. I want to thank all the callers, all the listeners, everybody that rock with your girl, Leslie Lush, all day, every day. We keep it cracking. Make sure y'all comment, blog this, do what you do, man. And y'all need to check out November 5th. It's going down. October the 30th is going down. I'm talking about 21 City Tour, myperformancetour.com. You know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. We run this town. I'm feeling crazy right now. Yeah.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
Hear the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the feel.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when nickels down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind.
Your allegiance, it's your petition. All black, everything. Black cars, all black, everything. And our girls are blackbirds, riding with they diligence. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is like familiar, I'll explain later. But for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down and I'm trying to get back. I gave the grip, I lost a flip of 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,60, shot zero, hit up. Back to running surface realm, niggas. I'm in Mason, Martin, Marcella on the table screaming, fuck the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake. They should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space. My whole team got dough, so my bank account is looking like millionaires, bro. Go from being Joe Blow to everybody on your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Volvos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escorts, everybody passports. This the life that everybody asks for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come if it's good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two feasting. And I'm feasting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that the dude bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a make? What? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
You're listening to Lush Radio. Lush Radio.